Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
CBD Revolution. The world is discovering CBD and its potential for numerous health benefits. Hemfusion Wellness is the premier company looking at CBD with a whole food perspective. For the highest quality CBD oils and products for stress, sleep, energy, and topicals, it's Hemfusion. This CBD Revolution highlight has been brought to you by Hemfusion Wellness, U.S. trading symbol CBDHF, and in Canada, CBD.U. Web address, hemfusion.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I welcome Professor H.J. Mackinder, International Relations, to comment on the present circumstances in the European Union. The G20 gathering of eagles in Rome is concluded, and almost all of the G20 leadership is headed to Glasgow, Scotland, and Edinburgh, Scotland, for these next days of meetings, COP26, about climate change, the challenge. We have, however, significant absences at the G20 meeting and again at Glasgow. The absences include the President of Russia, Vladimir Putin, and the General Secretary of the Chinese Communist Party, Xi Jinping. To that effect, there is a headline in these last hours from Bloomberg. Biden, referring to President Biden, chides Russia, China for failing to pledge more on climate. Subhead, G20 communique on climate, disappointed climate activists. Subhead, Biden heads to Glasgow for United Nations Climate Conference. The comment from the president. The disappointment relates to the fact that Russia, not only Russia but China, basically didn't show up in terms of any commitments to deal with climate change. Professor, Russia didn't show up at Rome. Russia didn't show up at Glasgow is the intention. I want to explore that, but I want to call upon an analogy that was at the time puzzling, but now in reflection all these decades later, has meaning. In 1943, after the Operation Torch, the Allied invasion of North Africa, overwhelming the Vichy French and driving all the way to Tunisia, in predicate for the invasion of Sicily and Italy and in predicate for the Normandy invasions that would come in 43 and 44. At that moment, Winston Churchill and Franklin Roosevelt agreed to meet in Casablanca, a conference of the Allies against Germany and Italy. The president, President Roosevelt, wrote movingly, appealing to Joseph Stalin, the third ally, the big three, please attend, please come, I want to talk to you, I really need to meet with you. The concern, I'm told by history, is that Roosevelt was anxious, always bothered, by the needling he'd been suffering from Joseph Stalin all during 42, Stalin would say, we're doing all the fighting. We're doing all the dying. What are you doing? Poking around the edges of the Reich by invading the French in North Africa. What are you doing for us? And Roosevelt was bothered by this. Who knows why? Personality. Churchill wasn't particularly bothered by it at the time. The Roosevelt's opinion was, if Stalin comes, I can charm him. I can convince him we're on his side. Stalin refused. The result was that Roosevelt spontaneously, without consulting with Churchill, history tells us this, without consulting with anybody, on January 4th, 1943 in Casablanca, makes the announcement that our goal is unconditional surrender. It shocked everybody. But Roosevelt was feeling stung by Stalin's remarks, also because Eisenhower had made a devil's deal with Darlan, the head of the Vichy French. Darlan had now been assassinated, but in any event, Roosevelt was being mocked as making a separate peace with the Vichy French and cooperating with our enemies. You say you're crusading to free Europe, the Atlantic Charter. But in fact, the first chance you get, you make a deal with a gangster, Darlan. Darlan is now dead, but Roosevelt's still bothered by this, so he makes the unconditional surrender as our goal, complicating everybody's life and speculation, perhaps extending the war well into 45, 46. All right. Stalin didn't show up. Putin's not showing up. What is the significance, Professor? I'm watching Russia very carefully.
Well, I think what we're seeing here is the Russian understanding that sometimes you exert more power and you possess more leverage by not showing up than by showing up. Stalin was simply sitting in Russia, and he was very unhappily surprised when Operation Barbarossa was launched by the Germans. But if I'm not mistaken, the very next day, Harry Hopkins, who was Roosevelt's closest, most intimate advisor, and also a man who was so sick that it was very dangerous for him to travel, was on a plane to reach Russia and see Stalin flying via the Arctic. And I don't remember Archangel. I mean, it was extraordinary. And the reason was that Roosevelt and the Roosevelt administration considered Stalin to be the absolute key. And they were eager to do whatever they could for him. And in fact, they did much more than they should have. Stalin had the sense to let them come to me. So I think that Stalin was a master. Roosevelt thought that he could charm people. But I think Stalin was better at manipulating people than even Roosevelt.
And Stalin showing up was an exercise in power. Can we agree that Stalin's intentions throughout the war was to gain as much territory as possible with as little effort on his part, allowing the U.S., the arsenal of democracy, to support his war aims, which eventually turned into sweeping over Eastern Europe and dominating the 20th century with a slave empire. That was the result of Stalin's power. Now, the reason I'm mentioning this right away is Putin showing up or not showing up. Is it the same scale? Does Putin have intentions to dominate Europe going forward? And he knows that he has more leverage than the President of the United States, the European Union, the Germans, or even the Chinese.
Well, I certainly would not compare Putin with Stalin, either in intelligence and ability to manipulate or in ambition. I think that Putin understands that he doesn't need to run the world. If he can run Central Eurasia and make Russia a great power that everybody has to check with, that is enough. Having said that, though, I think that Putin has understood from his background in Soviet politics that one of the ways that you manipulate the West is to get the Americans worried about the lack of cordiality. And furthermore, look at what Roosevelt gave Stalin, in today's money, $130 billion worth of military aid, which actually, in many cases, came from what our troops needed. This was totally extravagant. It was based on a fundamental misassessment of Russia. And I think that Putin understands that if he can make people want to be friends with him, they will make him stronger, and that's better than him trying to sort of beat his breast and look stronger. And the fact is that in the gift of the pipelines and so forth, the Germans, above all, have in effect put the handcuffs on their own wrists, which make it possible for the Russians to tell them, if you don't do what we say, I can turn a switch. I mean, I can turn a nozzle here in Russia, and you're not going to have any gas, and it's going to be cold in Germany this winter. Germany is now more than 50% dependent on Russia for her energy supplies. And it's hard for me to see how an intelligent government or a prudent government would ever allow them that to happen. But they have given this to Putin, and I think that Putin is playing this rather effectively.
Let's move to Europe. Professor H.J. Mackinder, international relations, commenting on an historical analogy. Stalin didn't show up, and Stalin took control of the Allies in 1943 into 1944 and 45. And as we all know, following the end of the hostilities in Europe, Stalin dominated the continent for the balance of his life until his death in 1953 with a slave empire that still beggars the world, that slave empire and the remains of it. But we're going to turn to now what Putin's advantage is or not, because the European Union is at this moment unable to supply the energy its people need, either for their homes or their businesses. This is Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
4th of July deals are on at Lowe's. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances, including the Samsung Bespoke French Door Refrigerator, featuring beverage center and dual ice maker. Plus, when you buy more, you save more. Now's the perfect time to upgrade your home with top Samsung appliances and hot 4th of July savings at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to Ramp.com and love finance again.